Okay, so let's just take a moment to pray, ask for God's help as we look at this passage together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you that you teach us from it. Thank you that you speak to us through it. And we pray now, Lord, that your spirit would be moving in each of our lives, in our hearts, to help us to understand these words, to know what they mean for each of our lives, and that you'd help us to apply the truths from your word every day. So please help us and teach us now. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to tell you a story. The kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a successful new restaurant who decides to take a career break for a year. He calls three of his managers together and he sets them a task. The first manager, he gives a budget of 50,000 euro to use and to invest while he's away. To the second manager, he gives a budget of 20,000 euro, and to the third, a budget of 10,000. He wants his managers to use this budget while he's away to develop the business that he already has in place. Well, the managers, they have a meeting to decide what they would do. And the first manager invested his money in purchasing and renovating two new food trucks. He would take the success of the restaurant on the road, using the brand name, selling top quality takeaway food, hiring, training new staff, sourcing the best ingredients, and finding the busiest spots to set up. Well, the mobile trucks were a big hit. After the first year, not only had they paid for themselves, but they had generated an additional 50,000 euro in income. Well, the second manager loved coffee, and he thought that setting up a coffee and donut business at the side of the building would be a big hit. So, well, then the building, the restaurant, could be utilized all day, not just when the restaurant was open. Well, this turned out to be especially popular in the mornings, with people looking for their first caffeine and sugar hit. There was some investment to get the new equipment, but after the year, the new coffee and donut machines were paid for, and the hatch had generated an extra 20,000 euro in income. Finally, the third manager said, "I'll make sure the restaurant keeps ticking away." He put the 10,000 euro in the safe in the back office and thought, "I can use that maybe if I have a good idea at some point." Things were nice and stable in the restaurant, not too busy, not too quiet. He even took an extra day off each week, since there was nothing major happening. "The owner will be delighted," he thought, "when he comes back. The restaurant is just as it was, and that 10,000 euro is still intact, safe in the office. No losses at all." Well, the owner came back from his career break, and he called his three managers together again, and the first manager reported all he had done with the food trucks, and that he had doubled the investment that he had been assigned. Well, the owner was so pleased that he offered to make him part owner of the restaurant so that he could focus exclusively on the expansion of this new mobile business. The second manager came and he reported his new coffee and donut business, and he too had doubled his investment. Well, the owner was so pleased that he offered him to make him the general manager of the entire restaurant, including the hatch, overseeing every part of the business. The third manager reported that the restaurant was still open. 10,000 euro was still safe and well in the back. Well, the owner was so frustrated at the manager's lack of effort and complacency, he decided to let him go. "We're going to part ways." And he said, "Don't bother asking for a reference unless you want your new employer to know how lazy you are." You know, it's really important how we use our resources. It matters. God has given us resources and gifts, and he calls us to be faithful in how we use them. This parable that Jesus tells has a number of characters in it. We have the master, who's the one allocating these sums of money to his servants when he's away. We have the two faithful servants who faithfully and diligently use the resources that they were given. And we have one lazy servant who buries what he's given. He's not faithful, he's not productive while his master is away. And we see how the two faithful servants act in verses 16 and 17. It says, the man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. They doubled their master's investment. That's good investment. They were made responsible for different amounts, but the outcome was the same. They doubled what they had given. And in fact, it wasn't the amount that they had earned that was pleasing to the master. It was the faithful use of the resources that he had given them. And they both receive the same commendation from the master, don't they, in verse 21. It says, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. They were given different levels of responsibility, but they faithfully used these responsibilities, and this brought great joy to their master. So with us, we're given different levels of responsibility. We're given different resources by God for use in his kingdom. Some given less, some given more. And we're not just talking about money here. This encompasses all the gifts and abilities, all responsibilities that God has entrusted to you for the furthering of his kingdom. Now, financial resources may be a part of how you can further God's kingdom, but there are many and varied ways that he gives us responsibility in his kingdom. So we must be faithful servants. We must use what God has given to us wisely and faithfully, no matter how big or small. There's lots of ways in which God has given us gifts. Gifts of encouragement. Gifts of hospitality. Gifts of Bible teaching. Gifts of caring for others. Administration. Evangelism. Lots of ways God gives us his spiritual gifts to further his kingdom. He gives us lots of resources. He gives us money. He gives us our houses, our time, our cars, our energy, our jobs. Lots of resources that God has given us to further his kingdom. And he gives us lots of relationships. Our parents, our brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, sons and daughters, husbands, wives, friends, neighbors, colleagues. He gives us all these relationships that we might use them well to further his kingdom. We need to be faithful with the responsibilities and resources he's given us. We need to use God's gifts for his kingdom. No matter how small or how big your gift is, what matters is how do you use what God has given you? While we wait for his return, how will we steward what he has given to us? The two faithful servants in this story were faithful and wise in how they used what they were given. And they heard the same response from their master. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The outcome is the same for the faithful servant of God. Whether little or a lot has been given, faithfully using his gifts brings him great joy, and we will be rewarded for this faithful service to him. The two servants were rewarded for their faithfulness. They were given more responsibility. They've managed a few things. Now, 5 bags of gold, was that 100 years' wages? Doesn't seem like a few, but they managed what the master thought was a few things, so now I'll give you responsibility for many things. The way we use our resources matters. It has consequences. Now, we can't tell you precise details of how God will bring those rewards to us, but in God's kingdom, where we faithfully manage the gifts he gives us, he will give us more responsibility. Maybe we see that in our lives now. Maybe you've seen this happen for you. As you faithfully use the gift God has given you or a resource, God has given you more responsibility in that area. He's given you more opportunities to use that gift or resource. Or maybe it's a challenge for us. Maybe we ask ourselves, why don't I have much responsibility? How am I using God's gifts and resources? The question is, have we been faithfully using those gifts for God's kingdom? Because if not, then we are in danger of not only being not given more responsibility, but being sent away from his presence altogether. Well, that's here and now. But what about the life to come in God's new creation? Well, how we act and manage what God has given us now has consequences for the future. And it seems that in God's new kingdom, on God's new earth, that there will be levels of responsibility in his new creation. That if we're faithful now, then it seems that God may assign responsibility in his new creation, in his new world, to those who are faithful with what they were given now. Maybe you think, I don't want responsibility. That just brings burden and work. Well, this will be responsibility without the burden. When sin is no more in God's new kingdom, only joy. That God will recognize how we faithfully worked and served him here, and will assign us ways in which we can serve and be responsible for him in his new creation. Okay, so what might it actually look like to faithfully use gifts from God? Here's a few ways I thought of, but you can try and think of ways yourself. God has given you a gift of pastoral caring, caring for other people, caring, being concerned for them. You can relate really well with people. You find one-to-one conversation really enjoyable. And you're able to helpfully think about the Bible and apply that to someone's particular situation, something that they're going through. You can relate the Bible really well to their lives. People seem to be really helped and comforted and encouraged through conversation with you. Therefore, you try to make an effort to meet up with people from church, to go for walks, to go for coffee, to see how they are doing. You try to visit those who are isolated. You spend time praying for those who are hurting in your church. This becomes a regular pattern in your life, and you become an important individual in the church in terms of caring for other people. You're faithfully using God's gift that he has given to you. What if God has given you the gift and responsibility of a successful career? You worked hard in college, you found an area of work that you enjoy, it's well paid, and you've been able to progress through various levels in your career. So you use this gift from God faithfully. You act with integrity at work. You make decisions that will benefit those around you. You demonstrate to your colleagues and to your friends, to your church family, what it looks like to serve Jesus with a good job. You use and save and invest money wisely. You give to the work of the church, helping others who don't have as much as you. You're acting faithfully with the gifts that God has given you. What if God has given you the gift of hospitality? You love looking after other people, whether that's having them into your home, having them for a cup of tea, for a meal, bringing food to someone else's house. You love providing for others, making them feel welcome, making them feel looked after and cared for. So you make an effort to have people around as often as you can. Families around for meals, friends over for coffee, bringing meals to those in need, doing a shopping run for someone, having church friends over for a games night. You open your home for youth groups and church events. And even if someone's in urgent need, well, our house is there to be used. You are using the gift of hospitality faithfully for the Lord. Maybe there's gifts you're thinking of that God has given to me. How can we faithfully use those gifts for his kingdom? Well, the next part is a real warning to us. You might recognize yourself in some of the examples above. Maybe you see patterns in your life and you're thinking, yes, Lord, thank you. You've been helping me to use these gifts. Or maybe I recognize that in myself, but I'm not using them faithfully. Maybe it's caring for others or a job or hospitality or Bible teaching or encouragement, whatever it might be that God has gifted you to do. But you just don't bother putting those gifts to good use. Maybe you're being lazy. Maybe you're just putting them off. Maybe you're neglecting them. Remember a few weeks ago, the parable of the 10 virgins. We had 5 who were wise and 5 who were foolish. But apart from their decision about the oil, there didn't appear to be any difference. Their actions revealed their readiness for their master to come with the oil. And so here in the story, the third servant is also given 1 bag of gold by his master. He's just like the other two. They've all been given gifts by their master. He's given responsibility. But what does he do? Let's remind ourselves in verse 18 and in verse 24. The man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. 24. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you're a hard man, harvesting where you've not sown and gathering where you've not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here it is, what belongs to you. He does nothing. He hides his bag of gold in the ground. And what's the master's response? He's furious. He's furious with the servant. And the 1 bag of gold that had been assigned to him is taken away. He's thrown out into the darkness as a worthless servant. This is a real warning to us. If we've been given gifts by God and we're not faithfully using them for his kingdom, it's an indication that we're not really one of God's family. We're not a true servant of his. And the danger is that what we have will not only be taken away, but we'll be thrown out of God's presence forever into darkness, into this horrible picture of weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's a picture of those who are excluded from God's kingdom. We call it hell. It's a dark and terrifying place. So don't be lazy servants. Don't fail to faithfully use the gift that God has given you to serve him in his kingdom. It was my job when I was a teenager to cut the grass. That was my responsibility. And I loved to avoid cutting the grass. I'd be off school in the summer. My dad would head out to work. And he'd remind me that the grass needed cutting. I'd put it off. I'd be lazy. I'd do other things. I'd do anything that I could. I'd read. I'd play the PlayStation. Do whatever I could. Hoping that it would rain. Then I'd be in the clear. Many times it did rain. Thankfully, I was off the hook to cut the grass, but I was lazy. I didn't bother fulfilling the responsibility that my dad had given to me. I was given a job to do, and I was sometimes really slow to do it. Maybe God has gifted you when it comes to administration. You're able to juggle lots of things and actually enjoy working out fine details, which many people find tedious. But rather than use your gift for God's kingdom, you keep your head down. You don't put your hand up to volunteer. You don't ask, how can you help? You just let that gift sit there, unused. That's not faithfully using God's gift. Maybe you're gifted with the gift of evangelism. You relate with people who aren't Christians really well. You find it quite easy to talk about your faith. You actually really enjoy helping other people understand the gospel. But you just don't make the effort anymore. You don't try to meet people who aren't Christians, and your gift lies hidden and buried. That's not faithfully using God's gift. We all know what it's like to be lazy. We put things off. We're all lazy when it comes to something or other. When I was a teenager, it took effort to cut the grass. Especially as my parents, they have a really annoying sloped bit in their garden, and it was a real pain to get the lawnmower down. It was really heavy. It took effort. Using our gifts for God takes effort. For the two faithful servants, turning 5 bags of gold into 5 more, or 2 bags into 2 more, that wasn't a dawdle. They didn't just put the money in the bank and see the interest rates skyrocket and put their legs up. They had to work. It takes effort. The third servant didn't put in that effort. He didn't work. He was lazy. He played it safe. He didn't take any sort of risk. Serving God will mean stepping out of our comfort zone, putting effort into serving Him, and taking a risk. Maybe for you, you really enjoy helping others to understand the Bible better. It will take great effort and maybe be a risk stepping out for the first time to teach in Sunday school or at a youth group, to do a 15-minute talk at a camp, or even during a church service. We shouldn't keep our heads down and bury that gift in the ground. And just like there are consequences for faithfully using God's gifts, in that we're given more responsibility and we get to share in God's joy, likewise, the consequences for not faithfully using God's gifts are, in fact, we'll be excluded from God's presence. It will reveal hearts that never really trusted God. And we'll be sent away from His presence and joy forever. Well, as we finish, let me encourage you, if you feel weary or that you're unable to use the God's gift that He's given to you, that if you're thinking, I just can't do it. Well, we were thinking during the week together that God has given us His Spirit. God has given us His Holy Spirit to powerfully work in us and give us strength to do all these things for His kingdom. You see, we can't use these gifts that He's given us without the Spirit's help in our lives. We must look to God's Spirit to powerfully help us, to rely on Him, to rest in His powerful help as we seek to be faithful servants of His gifts to us. Maybe you think, I have no energy left. I'm at the end of my tether. I just can't manage to use gifts for God. I can't do it. Well, God's Spirit is in us as His people, and He gives us power to use these gifts, even when we feel like we can't do it ourselves. That might look differently for each one of us. Different times in our lives, when we're busy, when we've more free time, when we're sick, when we're well. But the same thing throughout all of it is that God's Spirit is powerfully working in us so that we can use the gifts that God has given us. So let's look to Him for help and for His power, that we would be faithful servants using His gifts for His kingdom. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for the way in which You teach us. We thank You for the parables. Thank You for stories that teach us truth about You and about how You want us to live. And Lord, we pray so much that You'd help us to assess the gifts that You've given to us. We thank You that You have given to each of us gifts and resources and responsibilities. And we pray, Lord, that You'd help us to use those things wisely and well and fruitfully for Your kingdom. And Lord, in those times where we feel unable, where we just can't do it, we thank you for your Spirit in us who powerfully gives us help to serve you using our gifts. Help us, Lord, not to be lazy, not to bury those gifts deep down. Let us take heed of the warning, Lord, that where we don't use these gifts for you, they'll be taken away, and Lord, it will reveal hearts who never truly loved you. So, Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that you teach us. Remind us of these truths, Lord, by your Spirit in the week to come, and give us power, Lord, in the coming months and years, that we would be those who faithfully use gifts to serve you. And we thank you for your help in Jesus' name. Amen.